Okay, in this video we're going to build our first WordPress website, and that can be done very easily with just the click of a button through the cPanel. Once you're inside and logged in the cPanel, just scroll down to the software and services section and click the smiley icon, the Fantastico Deluxe. So we just click that. Fantastico Deluxe is a script that will automatically install any of the scripts here that you can see on the left. So there's actually a lot here, like for blogs, for classifieds, content management system, customer relationship, forums, e-commerce, frequently asked questions, management systems, hosting billing, image galleries, mailing lists, polls and surveys, project management, site builders, and wikis if you want to build sites like Wikipedia, and other scripts as well. For this, we'll be building a WordPress website. So just click WordPress and click on the new installation. And it's going to allow you to select what domain you want it to be installed on. Because in this hosting, we can place as many domains as we want. Right now, we only have one, but later on, we're going to add more domains to this hosting account. Just leave the directory blank, okay? Unless you want the WordPress to be installed on, for example, egrandpiano.com/blog. In that case, you're going to just enter blog there. So that means that the WordPress will be installed under egrandpiano.com/blog. But for this case, I want it installed on the main, the root domain, or egrandpiano.com. So I'm just going to leave that blank. And just place the admin username. This is the username that will be used to log in to WordPress. So I'm just going to place admin, then admin for now. And this is Oliver. Site name is egrandpiano. I'm just going to put a little space there. egrandpiano.com. Okay, you can leave the description there blank. That's editable later once you're inside WordPress. So just click the install WordPress button and that's it. It's very easy, it's very fast. We're just gonna finish the installation and that's it. Now it's gonna give you a link. This is the link that will allow you to log in to the admin area of WordPress. Okay, before that, let's take a look at the default WordPress website. Okay, so this is the default WordPress website. This is just the default theme. We'll change that real easy later on. Okay, so to log in, all you have to do is just type in WP for WordPress, then dash admin, and hit enter. So that's the URL that will allow you to log in. So I already logged in there. And this is what WordPress looks like when you're in the administration or the admin section. Hey guys, if you liked this video, please leave a comment on the video page and visit our website www.internetmarketing-alchemy.com for more useful tutorial videos.